Hey friends, it's your intrepid warrior, David Landjuli with fundraisingleadership.org. And I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Michelle Malloy Dillon, also with fundraisingleadership.org. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, David. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we want to talk about some coaching skills today.
Coaching essential or essential coaching skills. So I'm going to let the audience know that we are both certified coaches, and we also train leaders in the essentials of coaching skills. And you, my dear Michelle, are actually on the faculty of the coaching school where we got our training. So why don't you just talk a little bit about kind of what you think some of the essential coaching skills are from your perspective as someone who trains a lot of people in this area?
Well, a really wonderful place to start, David, is what the heck is coaching? Because what
Oh.
I find so much of the time is that it's confused with consulting and with mentoring sometimes.
Right.
And they're actually three different things.
Yeah, but before we go there, isn't coaching like me just telling you what how to do stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what coaching was. You hire me as your coach and
A
I
lot
tell
of
you how
people
to
do
do
because
stuff.
if, you think of it like, the word coaching, in my mind anyway, it sort of starts with sports coaching. The first time someone
Yes.
mentioned to me they were a coach, I thought, how can you be a coach? I know you're not an
Right.
athlete, right?
Right.
So I
That's right. I
have this
wanted to
impression of
distinguish.
someone out on the field saying,
Right.
go,
Right,
run
right, right.
faster.
Well, that's I say I mentioned that because a lot of people confuse executive coaching and leadership coaching with athletic coaching, where the coach tells you how to do stuff. Like, I train in jiu-jitsu. I think the audience knows, and and the coach or professor, as it's called, actually does. Because he's got at least my professor has whatever 30 years of maybe not quite 30 years of experience under his black belt, and he tells you the right way to do a certain thing, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Right,
So
absolutely.
what is it then if it's not that?
Yeah, that in the way you describe that is actually a bit more of how a consultant works in the
Right.
professional world, right? Where
Right.
they have expertise in a certain area and they're going to give some advice on what a company or a person or an organization might do. Coaching is different because actually coaching is I mentioned this to a group this week when I was talking about coaching skills. Coaching is actually about not knowing. And actually, as coaches, we ask very open-ended questions with our clients to get them to think about things in a different way than they've thought about them up till now. And we actually lean into their unique experience and expertise. Because they are the ones who are the experts in their world. And
Right.
our job as
So yeah, it's
coaches
not
is to get
about,
them
like
to
you
think about
say,
things differently.
yeah, when you say and not to think about things the way we think about them, like
Right? No.
just because we have an opinion about something, and as coaches, and this is sort of a more advanced version of coaching that we were trained in leadership. I mean, we will offer opinions, but it's usually, I'll say to a client, well, I have an opinion. I usually say I have an opinion, opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one, So just take it with that grain of salt,
Right.
But I will only offer that opinion, after I've let a client really grapple, and that's a great word that I use. And let them really grapple with the issue at hand, and let them come up with their opinions and their possible solutions. And I think that's what you're pointing to.
It is. There's so much. The word choice is coming up for me as you're speaking because what's such an important and unique aspect in coaching is that the client actually is in full choice as to what they're wanting to create and how they're going to get there And as coaches, we sort of give them this array of choices. We could explore it in these different ways, and they get to choose. It's a very creative process.
It
You know, my
is.
background is as an artist. And I, you know, when I started getting into coaching, I thought, what is this coaching thing? I've been a photographer and a dancer and a painter and all these artistic endeavors in my life. And why am I intrigued with coaching? Well, coaching is a lot like improv because my clients will come to me with a particular topic, a problem that they want to try to fix or solve, or a challenge they want to get through. And actually, it's a creative process to find out what are the unique gifts and strengths that they have that are going to be able to carry them and be able to help them make the best decisions possible. It's the ultimate goal of a coach that the client has it on their own and doesn't need coaching anymore. And that's where coaching is sometimes different than counseling or therapy or something like that as well, because we
To
have an ultimate
consultants
end
who
goal.
love and consultants who love to have you hire them back all the time.
Right. We have coaching
Yeah.
clients come back. I've had, you know,
They
three
do.
different coaching clients call me who've worked with me 5 years ago or 3 years ago, say, that's I need some coaching again. Like,
Yeah,
there's
because
stuff
they're at
going
a
on
different
again.
stage of their professional or personal life and they want to work through, but they've already been coached now, so they know what, you know, and they know they just want someone in their corner to help to sort of create a space so that they can explore options in a very safe, confidential environment where they might not be able to talk to anyone else about this particular issue, whether it be a family issue or whether it be a personal health issue or whether it be a leadership or management problem. They, especially in a lot of those realms, folks just don't have a lot of places to turn. You know, and this maybe is a good time to sort of distinguish coaching from therapy because we're not therapists. And some people have this vibe like, oh, that coaching stuff is therapy and I already have a therapist. Well, that's not, you know, we're not therapists. We're not
And yet
trained psychologists.
we do talk about an emotional response someone might have to something, or you know, things like that. We do get into personal and business life and emotional
Right.
responses.
Yeah, we are actually trained in helping clients sort through their emotions. That's just, you know, like if we call it processing their emotions. Like if they have some kind of energy around a certain issue, anger, resentment, disappointment, you know, there is a way that we as coaches are trained to help clients process that emotion in a healthy way so then they can create from a new state of being, a new
Yeah.
state of mind. And we do a lot of that in our positive intelligence coaching. We do a lot of process work. Yeah.
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 And one of the reasons why you and I like to focus on leaders, coaching leaders, is because oftentimes leaders can feel isolated or
Yeah.
feel like they've got to have all the answers on their own
Right.
and you know, have that confidence to lead others. And let's face it, none of us have that confidence all the time, and none of us
Well,
know what to do in every step of the way.
you know, there are things that, you know, I've been coaching now for 10 years, almost, you know, 10 plus years, and starting in my coach certification program is starting in the core curriculum that both you and I went through. And
Yeah, the Coactive Training Institute. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, clients bring topics to coaches to talk about that they would not otherwise have a place to turn to another person to talk with. Like, so for example, if you're dealing with a very difficult management issue in your work environment, you know, who are you going to go talk to? HR? Like, no. Are you going to go talk to your CEO? No, because the issue is with your CEO. I mean, like, if you're a CEO, are you going to go talk to your board? No, because it's the board that's, you know, the issue. So you can't talk to them about it yet. I mean, maybe after a coaching session, you'll sort of have some insight or some action. That's another thing that coaching is very, this is another good distinction between therapy and coaching. Coaching is present and future oriented, and therapy is often about collapsing the past. So things are happening in your present that are happening because of your past. So you work with a therapist to help collapse the past. You work with a coach to help create your future from your present.
Yeah, that's a great distinction for sure.
And there's something else that you said earlier that I really loved is that, we say that clients are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. Or another way of saying that is they're whole and complete, just the way they are.
That's right.
Therapists, there's a bit of fixing in therapy, honestly.
Well, therapy is based on a medical model, and there's a lot of validity to that. The coaching is not based on a medical model, and we come with the stance that our clients are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. There's nothing to be fixed in this moment, and we have full we're fully backing them in making their goals a reality. So we're working alongside them, we're championing them. We're giving them some challenges or some ways to practice things between coaching sessions to bring them closer to that goal so that they do get there by the end of the coaching engagement. So we
I'm
have, it's just a
finding
different mindset.
it's a different mindset. Like I'm
And I have a
having,
lot of clients who are also in therapy. So it's a wonderful thing to work in conjunction as well.
it's just a different orientation. And I noticed recently that I am, when I first started coaching, I was really like, and I still am a bit of a challenger. I really will challenge clients to go try something that they, like a challenge is like sort of an action that a client might take that takes their breath away, but they're willing to try it because they know like that's the thing that could be transformative for them. But I've been doing a little bit less of that, and there's another really important thing we do as coaches is we might offer a big open-ended question that has no immediate, this is the not knowing piece that you mentioned earlier. It has a big open-ended question that the client doesn't know the answer to, the coach doesn't know the answer to. We call it an inquiry. And I've been issuing a lot of inquiries lately, just like that could take weeks for you to sort through that, and you journal about it, or people draw about it, or they get something comes to them at some point, or they might sit in it, that inquiry, and you come back 2 weeks later in a coaching session, and you the coach, this is the other thing about coaching, we're accountability partners for our clients. So like if I give a client a big open-ended inquiry, the next week or 2 weeks, typically for me, like 2 weeks later, I'll say, so how's the inquiry going?
Well, and what works well, this is how behavior change is able to begin and actually become sustainable. And that's one reason why we work with coaching clients over a period of time. I don't really work with anybody for less than 6 months at a time. And I like to meet with people about every other week because in the coaching session, I feel like I'm planting seeds. We're planting seeds of ideas and things that might happen. And then between the coaching sessions, that's when the ideas begin to percolate and the action begins to happen. Successes happen, failures happen. And then people come back to the next coaching session, check in with what they tried out that was different, what worked and what didn't work. And now we plant more seeds. And over time, there's change that happens. There's new discoveries that happens. There's the support that happens when failure does happen, because it's, every time we try something new, we don't always succeed, right? And there's that support from a coach to help people get through that those bumps along the road.
Well, I love what you're saying about failure, because it's when leaders come to coaches and coaches create this really safe space for them to explore and think through things and maybe try some things beyond the coaching session, because that's where all the action happens. Failures happen. They might try something. And the beautiful thing about working with a coach, at least you and me and Margaret, is we don't judge anybody, right, wrong. Like it's more like just, okay, did you try the thing? Yeah, I tried it. What happened? Oh, I failed. Oh, okay. What are you learning?
Right. There's always something to learn and to
Well, I
have
learned that that didn't work.
to Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about it? Now I'm really disappointed. Okay, then we could go down, well, what's disappointing about it, right? So
These
that's
are
kind of like,
it's a unique kind of conversation that you don't have with most other people in your life, to be
oh.
able to pick apart things and to really have some more understanding for yourself about, yeah, why are you disappointed? What's disappointing? What's rewarding that is unexpectedly rewarding, right? There's a lot of ways
There's
to look at things to pick them
two other
apart.
things I want to say about it, because you mentioned the medical model of therapy. And what is emerging through some research at Harvard and some other places is that while it's not a medical model, there's a lot of solid neuroscience behind coaching.
Absolutely. Growing neuroscience evidence on why coaching works. I was doing some more reading about that just the other day. Yeah, there's
So
so many
we've,
wonderful things coming out about this.
So we know that there's a very strong foundation now in science, in neuroscience, that coaching is very effective, especially around change. And boy, we're all experiencing a lot of change, these days, and leaders are co constantly confronting change. There's something else I want to say about it, that when we train coaching essential skills, we actually train leaders on how to acknowledge another human being. And as coaches, we actually acknowledge our clients. This is like one of the core things of coaching is, as coaches, like, you will work with one of us and you will be seen and acknowledged in a way you've never experienced in your life. And then you can take that into your workplace, or you could take it into your family and start acknowledging. See, because we're in a culture that's very critical. And in fact, the role of a manager, in some senses, is to be critical. All right. But there's a way of doing that. Like, you can correct, you talked about behaviors, right? You can correct behaviors for people in your organizations, and doing it in a way that's compassionate, and also in a way that you really see the qualities, the beautiful qualities of the people you work with, and you speak these words to people in your life. And boy, oh boy, does that make it, I mean,
It's an
it's made a
empowering way rather than a disempowering way.
disempowering way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's had a huge impact in my life, and in terms of receiving acknowledgement, because I never got any of that growing up. I was ADD. I had an acknowledgement deficit disorder. Write about that in my most recent book. And I write about this power of acknowledgement is another skill that we use as coaches, and we train in our coaching essentials training. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
Well, what was bubbling up in my head is, gosh, what do we want people to try? And I want to offer an invitation. There may be something that comes up for you, David, to try here, but an invitation to, if coaching feels like something you're sort of interested in, you're not quite sure, you want to know more about it, feel free to reach out to David, Margaret, and I. We are always open to having conversations with people who are exploring coaching. And if you want to step into it, you'll know more after that conversation. It's a complimentary conversation where we can explore if coaching is the right thing for you at this time. So it's an invitation more than
It's an
anything.
invitation to explore this more. And even if you've worked with a coach in the past, and maybe you're facing a difficult challenge right now and want to get back into coaching, we'd love to hear from you. What I will do is I will add a link to our contact page and for each of us where they can find our contact information, and also a link to our frequently asked questions about coaching, which is a
Yeah.
very powerful page on our website that just describes everything we've been talking about here. And so if you just want to read more about, you know, what coaching is good for, and maybe I'll add a link to our testimonials page where clients who have worked with
Yeah.
us have shared, you know, how it helped them.
Yeah. But just know that coaching is one of the resources that is available for you.
All right. And here's something that they could maybe try also. Is there something that like if we have some leaders in the audience, maybe I would invite you to suspend judgment and just get curious about the people you're working with.
Yeah.
Just get curious. Just get
And begin to
curious.
notice like what might empower them rather than disempower them. Sort of fill them up. Yeah.
And we promise, here's our promise. If you come work with one of us, we'll be very curious about you.
Yes, we will. Can't wait to
All
meet
right. All right.
you.
Take care.